President.
Senator Pogemiller.
I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
Senator Pogemiller has moved that further proceedings under the call be suspended and that the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in absent members. All in favor of that motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries. Today's chaplain is Senator Gary Kubley. Senator Kubley.
Shall we pray? Creator God, sustain our spirit. As we enter this legislative session, Lord, we ask for your sustenance and your guidance in our efforts at cooperation. Move us from the campaign trails with our respective emphasis on red and blue to a point where we might consider solutions to the problems of the state with an acceptable shade of purple, to the end that more of the people who have given us this job might be among those who find their preferences not only represented and debated, but included in the end result of this work we share. We thank you for being with us, Lord. We know that you always hear us. Help us to frequently avail ourselves of your desire to claim us and to take advantage of your consistently open door policy. In your strong name, amen.
The secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Berglund, Betzold, Monoff, Carlson, Chaudhry, Clark, Cohen, Day, Dibble, Dill, Dahl, Erickson, Ropes, Fischbach, Foley, Fredrickson, Gerlach, Gimsey, Han, Higgins, Ingebrigtsen, Johnson, Jungbauer, Koch, Coring, Kubley, Langseth, Larson, Latz, Liber, Laurie, Lynch, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Moi, Murphy, Neville, Olsen, Olson G, Olson M, Ortman, Pappas, Parisot, Pogemiller, Pretner Solon, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Rummel, Saltzman, Saxog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Skogan, Sparks, Stumpf, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Vandeveer, Vickerman, Wergen, and Wieger. Quorum is present.
A quorum is present. Second order of business, executive and official communications. The following communications were noted as in the agenda, received and referred as noted in the agenda. Third order of business, messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the adoption by the House of the following Senate Concurrent Resolution. Herewith returned, Senate Concurrent Resolution number 1, relating to the adoption of temporary joint rules. And, Mr. President, Senate Concurrent Resolution number 2, relating to parking space in the Capitol area for members of the legislature and staff. And Senate Concurrent Resolution number 4, relating to the adjournment of the Senate and House of Representatives on January 11, 2007, all signed by Evan A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives. And, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform the Senate that the House of Representatives invites and is ready to meet with the Senate in joint convention at 11:45 a.m. on Wednesday, January 17, 2007, to receive the message of the Honorable Tim Pawlenty, Governor of the State of Minnesota. Said message to be delivered at 12 noon. Signed, Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives.
Senator Pogemiller.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate accept the invitation of the House of Representatives to meet in joint convention in the House chamber at 11:45 a.m. Wednesday, January 17, 2007, to receive the message of the Honorable Tim Pawlenty, Governor, State of Minnesota.
Senator Pogemiller has moved to accept the invitation of the House of Representatives to meet in joint convention in the House chambers at 11:45 a.m. Wednesday, January 17th, to receive the message of the Honorable Tim Pawlenty, Governor of the State of Minnesota. Discussion on that motion? Hearing no discussion, we'll proceed to vote. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion prevails.
And, Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the House has appointed a committee of 5 members of the House to act with a similar committee on the part of the Senate to escort the governor to the joint convention to be held in the House chamber Wednesday, January 17th. Said joint convention be convened at 11:45 and said message of the governor to be delivered at 12 noon. Appointees are Rood, Moll, Brainerd, Gunther, and Smith. They have been appointed as such committee on the part of the House. Signed, Albany Mathewis, Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives.
Fifth order of business are reports of committees. And they're all listed on today's agenda.
Mr. President, I move to adopt the committee reports printed in today's agenda be adopted.
Senator Pogemiller has moved to accept the report of committees on the agenda. All those in favor indicate by saying aye. Opposed? The motion carries. Sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills.
Senate file number 17, 28, 13, and 19.
Second reading. Second reading of House bills. And at this point, we have no second reading of House bills. Eighth order of business, motions and resolutions. And they're printed on the agenda, and the first three we'll take as one motion. All in favor indicate by saying aye. Opposed? The motion prevails. And we have a resolution to read. Mr. Clark.
Senators Pogemiller and Senjum introduce Senate Resolution Number 20 relating to appointment of a committee to escort the governor to the House chamber for a joint convention.
Mr. President, I move to adopt.
Senator Pogemiller has moved adoption of the resolution. All those in favor indicate by saying aye. Opposed? The motion prevails. And pursuant to the foregoing resolution, I make the following appointments: Senators Bonhoff, Coring, Larson, Saltzman, and Sieben.
Mr. President, some people are asking, what are those five people going to do? You might want to just let everybody know what those five people are going to do.
Senator Pogemiller, they will meet the governor down at the governor's office and escort the governor and his party to the House chambers for the State of the State speech.
Mr. President, I'd like to move to take Senate Resolution Number 17 from the table. This is the mileage resolution that was put on the table the other day.
Senator Pogemiller has moved to take Senate Resolution Number 17 from the table. All in favor of that motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion prevails.
And then, Senator Mr. President, I'd like to move the A-53 amendment.
Senator Pogemiller moves the A-53 amendment. Secretary, report the amendment.
Senator Pogemiller moves to amend Senate Resolution 17 as follows. On page 2, delete line 4 and insert. This is the A-53 amendment.
Senator Pogemiller.
Members, this amendment adjusts the mileage for Kubley, Marty, Pogemiller, Sharon. Was there anybody else who needed adjustment on their mileage to and from the Capitol?
Is there discussion on the amendment to Senate Resolution Number 17? Hearing no discussion, we'll proceed to vote on adopting the amendment to Senate Resolution Number 17. All those in favor of the motion indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The motion prevails and the amendment is adopted. Further discussion on the resolution as amended. The amendment is adopted. We now have the amended resolution before us. Is there discussion? Hearing no discussion, we'll proceed to vote. All those in favor of adopting Senate Resolution Number 17 as amended indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion prevails and the resolution is adopted. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, members, we're going to move a recess until 12:15. We're waiting for a message from the House on that federal conformity bill. It's the same bill that is on our reports today, Senate File 17. I believe it's House File 2. They are processing that on the House floor now. It's a federal conformity bill with regards to tax deductions for teachers' materials and various things. And so we would recess till 12:15, process that bill, and that should make it possible for people to be in their committees by 12:30.
Senator Cohen.
Well, Mr. President, before we recess, let me make an announcement that the continuation of the budget overview is going to take place with Matt Mossman and the other fiscal analysts immediately after session, but we'll do that immediately after we recess, and then a good part of it will be finished by the time we come back into session. And that's in room 125.
Senator Pogemiller has moved a recess till 12:15 in anticipation of House File 8 coming over from the House. All those in favor of a recess till 12:15 indicate by saying aye. Opposed? The Senate is in recess. Remaining on motions, we'll take up the 12th order of business, the introduction and first reading of Senate bills. You have the 12th order, the listing of the bills before you. There are four corrections to be made, changes to be made to the written introductions. Senate file number 42 should be referred to the Committee on Finance. Senate file number 48 should be referred to the Committee on Finance. Senate file number 54 should be referred to the Committee on Business, Industry, and Jobs. And Senate file number 74 should be referred to the Committee on Energy, Utilities, Technology, and Communication. First reading. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I'd move that we recess until 2:45. And the only purpose is to accept a message from the House. So members, if they need to go home for the weekend, they may. And we'll just come back at 2:45 and hopefully get that House message.
Senator Pogemiller has moved the Senate stand in recess until 2:45. All in favor of that motion indicate by saying aye. Opposed? The Senate is in recess. Be in order. Remaining under motions and resolutions, we'll revert to messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House file herewith transmitted, House file number 8, signed Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives.
First reading.
That's the message. Now we're going to go okay. First reading of House okay. bills.
First reading of House bills.
House file number 8, a bill for an act relating to taxation, conforming certain income, franchise, and property tax refund provisions for tax year 2006 to the federal teacher expense deduction, tuition subtraction, and other provisions, etc.
First reading. The bill, House file number 8, is referred to Rules and Administration for comparison with Senate file number 17, now on general orders. Senator Pogamiller.
Mr. President,
before that motion, the following senators, without objection, will be excused from today's session. Senators Metzen, Rest, Tomasoni, Vandiver, and Senator Moi from 11 to 1120. Senator Pogamiller.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate do now adjourn till Tuesday, January 16th, 11 a.m.
Senator Pogamiller has moved the Senate now adjourn until January 16th at 11 a.m. On that motion, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The Senate stands adjourned.